This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. High cholesterol is one of the leading risk factors contributing to heart disease, heart attack, or stroke, but your diet can help prevent that. In this edition of KERA's Consumer Health Series, Vital Signs, Kelly Wissinger of Parkland Hospital System in Dallas talks about seven foods that can help keep cholesterol levels in check, beginning with unsaturated fats.
Unsaturated fats is a type of healthier fat, as opposed to saturated fats that come from animals, like red meats, eggs, milk, and also cheese. When you replace foods that are high in saturated fats with healthier fats from plants and fish, that can help reduce your bad cholesterol or your LDL cholesterol.
One that has been talked about a lot. I still remember the days when people seemingly went nuts trying to buy oat bran products and whatever, when buying oatmeal would have been
right.
The simple way to go. But nevertheless, that's on your list.
Oats are high in what we call soluble fiber. Soluble fiber helps us lower cholesterol levels because it helps clear cholesterol from our bodies, preventing its absorption into the bloodstream.
Would wheat bran and fiber do something similar?
Well, really, wheat bran is high in a soluble fiber. Insoluble fiber actually helps us with our bowel health and regularity. But we have seen that when eating foods that are high in fiber, it helps us eat less of those unhealthy foods that might increase our LDL cholesterol.
Fruit.
Pectin is found in apples and other citrus fruits. And pectin is another form of soluble fiber that plays a similar role in reducing our cholesterol, just like oats.
All citrus fruits?
Yes, a lot of them. Oranges, lemons especially.
Nuts, I've heard they can be healthy, but you have to be careful how much of them you eat.
You do, because nuts are going to be very high in fat. But what's important about nuts is it's a source of healthy fats. Also, nuts are a really good source of, especially walnuts, a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-3s can boost your HDL cholesterol level, which is the good cholesterol.
And then sterols and stanols?
So this is a compound that's found in plants, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds. And these help block our ability to absorb cholesterol. And a lot of companies enrich certain food products with plant sterols and plant stanols, like margarine and orange juice.
And in doing all of this, what will be the end result?
When your cholesterol levels are lower, then you're at reduced risk for certain chronic diseases, especially heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and diabetes.
The question a lot of people will have about all of this is, okay, I can make better food choices, but does that mean I have to give up the good stuff totally?
Of course not. I am one that truly enjoys my animal products. I love red meat. I love my milk and eggs and cheese. The idea here, or the take-home message, is try to substitute those foods that you love with something that might be a little healthier or lower in saturated fat. So for example, instead of that fast food cheeseburger, maybe try going to the grocery store and buying some lean ground beef and making your own hamburger at home with lettuce and tomato.
You're more in control if you're making your own food?
It's important, as much as possible, make your own food and avoid a lot of those restaurant-prepared meals so you do have more control over what you put in your bodies.
Kelly Wissinger, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.